This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. An airplane fighting the Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray crashed last night, and the pilot has died. The Gunnison County Sheriff's Office reported a plane went down in Silverjack Reservoir, a popular recreation spot nearby. Only one person was thought to be on board. The Sheriff's Office says a dive team has recovered the body of the plane's pilot, and they're waiting to notify family before releasing the pilot's name. The largest of several fires burning in Colorado, the Aspen Acres fire, is now 35% contained, and more evacuees are going home. Local authorities are letting some residents on the southeastern edge of the fire return after a long, tense wait. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Laura Yoder lives near Beulah. She's been evacuated since the end of June.
Our neighbors lost their house the first day of the fire.
Firefighters managed to save her house, barely.
Ours, from what I understand, is completely 360 degrees surrounded. Sounds like it came within inches.
Yoder leaves Pueblo's Disaster Assistance Center with a color-coded re-entry card. After sheriff's deputies posted on the edge of the evacuation zone see that card, she'll be able to drive home and assess the damage. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Washington, the U.S. House is back this week. CPR congressional reporter Caitlin Kim says the to-do list just keeps getting longer.
The House is back after it got an early start to the July 4th holiday because of a legislative impasse. The big question this week is, will Republican leaders be able to move factions that kept the floor frozen for 2 weeks before the break? Republicans are hoping to advance a State Department funding bill and legislation that makes daylight savings time permanent. Leaders have already decided to punt on a must-pass defense policy bill. There are 8 legislative days left before the House starts its 5-week August recess. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and when you tell your smart speaker to play CPR News.